أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما يستوي البحران، هذا عذب فرات سائغ شرابه وهذا ملح أجاج. In the previous ayats also Allah Ta'ala explained His great Qudrat of how Allah has created man, that from the same source and substance Allah has made man and woman, and how different the two are. And in the other ayats also Allah explains His great Qudrat, and from all this is for us to take a lesson of the existence, the Qudrat, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and that the life of the year after is a reality. When Allah has proven His great Qudrat, then a person can easily understand the life of the Akhirat. That iman, how much more stronger it is, it will determine a person's conditions in his life, his amal, everything. And then to prepare for that with righteous and good deeds. Further, Allah explains another example also of great contrast and also of the same thing. And this is only with Allah Ta'ala that Allah can do that. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْبَحْرَانِ Or barabar nahi do darya. And the two seas are not the same. هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ يَه مِيْتَا هِ پِيَاسْ بُجَاتَا هِ The one is the river water, which is sweet and which satiates your thirst. وَسَائِغٌ شَرَابُهُ خُشْكَوَارْ اُسْكَا پِينَا And a person enjoys drinking the sweet water, water of the rivers, of dams, of fountains, etc. وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ اُجَاجْ Or ye khara karwa, and the other one, the sea water, salty and bitter water also we get. So it is all water, the same thing water, but what a difference in that water. The one water sweet and enjoyable, palatable, a person enjoys it. And the other water, salty water, or certain wells have got bitter water. Now how different are the two? They are the same, but yet so different. So understand from there many things ulama have written, the difference between kufr and between iman, between this dunya and between the year after. وَمِنْ كُلِّنْ تَأَكُلُونَ لَحْمًا طَرِيعُ وَتَسْتَخْرِجُونَ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا Or دونوں میں سے کھاتے ہو گوشت تازہ. And from both these waters you enjoy the wonderful flesh and meat, that is the different types of fish. And how you enjoy your fish, the river water, fish, sea water, fish, how you enjoy that. They are both from the different waters, but how you enjoy eating them. And also, nikalte ho gehna jisko pehnte ho. And you also take out from the pearls from the sea, which you enjoy wearing, and it gives you so much of embellishment and adornment. Women who wear the pearls, etc., and beautify themselves. So see how lot of benefit Allah has kept in that sea water, which is salty, but Allah has kept this beautiful jewel, pearls in that sea also. So from all this we should take a lesson. From here we take a lesson that you have a very awkward situation and undesired situation, but you can take out good from there. Just like if we see the cow chewing the whole day only grass, but it produces wonderful milk from there. So a person should not blame his environment, should not blame his history, his childhood, whatever it is. If he has some capability, he will take out good from that bad also. Just like from the sea, pearls are taken out. So like that, we also can take out good from any bad condition also. وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ فِيهِ مَوَاخِرْ اور تو دیکھے جہازوں کو اس میں چلتی ہے پانی کو پھارتے. And you see that in the sea, the another great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, the ships that travel on the sea, tearing the water apart and traveling on that sea. Oh, it's a great, great sign. A person who has got eyes of iman won't only see a ship floating on the water, but he will see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. That ship which is so heavy, if you let one stone leave it on the water, it will sink down. It won't stay on top. But the whole big ship with all its cargo, with all its passengers, floating on the water. And that also the first shape Allah had taught directly, personally to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam how to build that ship. And another great benefit, this is the one main benefit, to realize the qudrat of Allah, the existence and the power of Allah. Another benefit which you enjoy materially, لِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ تَاكِ تَلَاشْ كَرُوا اُسْكِ فَضْلْ سَي. By that you earn your rosy. Lot of import and export trade is done. Goods are imported and exported from one country to another, by which you are earning, you are making big earnings also. And at the same time, things which are not available in one country are imported from another country. All this Allah has made possible by all the ships that are sailing on the oceans. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ وَرْتَعَكِتُمْ حَكْمَانُ. And all this is so that you could understand the greatness of Allah, His rights upon us, and we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. You enjoy all these things which Allah has given, then believe in Allah and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Another great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, yuliju layla fi nahar wa yuliju nahara fi layl. Raat khisata hai din mein aur din khusata hai raat mein. Allah is that great being that Allah Ta'ala makes the night enter into the day, and the day enter into the night according to the seasons, summer and winter. There are only 24 hours in every day throughout the year, but in winter Allah makes the night longer and the day shorter. Allah made the day enter into the night and the night became longer and the day shorter. And then in summer Allah made the night enter into the day, so the day became longer and the night became shorter, but both of them just 24 hours. This change which is happening, no scientists have done it. It is no natural thing. It is all the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah is rotating the earth on its axis, and how the seasons are coming, and how the days become long and become short again. And in all that there is great enjoyment for man also. Man enjoys the long winter nights when he sleeps and cuddles well. Man enjoys the long summer days when he enjoys the sunshine, etc. All this is a great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. Or kaam mein laga diya suraj aur chaand ko. And Allah Ta'ala has put the sun and the moon also in the service of mankind. They are continuously, without any pay, without any rest, without any tiring or any maintenance periods, the sun and moon are working all the time for the service of man. We see this, but we don't take any recognition of Allah Ta'ala, that how Allah is the maker and how He has put it into our service. Not even one just subhanallah, not one also alhamdulillah, no shukr from our side. And how many of us are in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala? In fact, kullu yajri li ajali musamma. Har ek chalta hai ek muqarrar wa'ada tak. Each one is moving on its particular and definite pattern set out by Allah, and for its definite period which Allah has fixed for it. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَهُ الْمُلْكِ. یہ اللہ ہے تمہارا, اسی کے لئے ہے بادشاہی. This is your Allah. For Him alone is all sovereignty and kingdom. Don't you see your Allah in all these things? See your Allah and have a desire in your heart to meet Him. Prepare for your akhirat and become more righteous and pious. وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ. Or jin ko tum pukarte ho uske siwa. And whoever you are calling upon besides Allah, whether it is your technology of today, whether it is the gods and the idols, whatever you call upon besides Allah Ta'ala, ma yamlikuna min qitmir. Wo malik nahi khajur ki ghutli ki ek chhilke ke. They are not even the owners of that very thin skin which comes on the pit of a khajur. That very, very transparent, thin skin, that they can't make that, they are not the owners of that also. And you are thinking they have achieved so much in the world, etc. There is no one but Allah. So turn sincerely and fully only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In tad'uhum la yasma'u du'aakum. Agar tum unko pukaro, sunne nahi tumhari pukar. If you call under anything else besides Allah, they don't hear your call. If you phone your shop that I can't come today, you must open up and you must do business and give me the returns, the shop will never do that. You will have to go, you'll have to open your shop. The shop on its own, you believe that it's giving you rosy, but the shop say, I can't do anything till you don't come. You tell your medicine, I leave you in the bottle, but you give me shifa. The medicine will say, I can't do that. You'll have to drink me, etc. So nothing. It's only Allah you call and He hears your call immediately. وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا مَسْتَجَابُوا لَكُمْ Or agar sune, ponche nahi. And if they could hear, which they can't even, then too they can't do anything for you. Depending on anything besides Allah, is like one paralyzed man tells another paralyzed man, get on my back. And I will take you over this very busy highway. I will take you from one side to the other. Both are dependent. How can they help one another? All of Allah's creation are all dependent on one another. You say you depend on your shop. The shop say, I depend on you. You must come open me. You must put goods. You must advertise. You must sell. Then I will be able to function. And so both are dependent on one another. Only Allah is the one who depends on nobody and nothing. So call on Him. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُونَ بِشِرْكِكُمْ اور قیامت کے دن منکر ہوں گے تمہاری شریک ٹھہرانے سے. And on the day of Qiyamah, these very idols that you believed are doing your things, they will turn against you and give evidence against you. That we never ever told the people to worship us, to depend upon us, that they believe that we fulfill their needs, they will turn against people. وَلَا يُنَبِّيُكَ مِثْلُ خبیر اور کوئی نہ بتلائے گا تجھ کو جیسا بتلائے خبر رکھنے والا. And nobody will inform you of this but he who knows everything, only Allah, he is informing us. And yet we turn a blind eye and we turn to anything else besides Allah. It is the height of our stupidity, deafness, folly, blindness. Because Allah is informing. Allah say, nobody will inform you of these facts as I inform you. So listen to them, make your iman strong, trust only on Allah and move forward towards the akhirah.